to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio, brought to you by NewDarkRoom.com, with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. When we come back after the news, we are going to talk to Mark Mercalis, who's doing some very controversial event photography, and we want to find out what it is and why he chose it. We'll be right back after the photo news.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
Sea Life introduced its DC-800 8-megapixel camera, capable of producing images down to 200 feet underwater. The DC-800 can also be used on land by removing the camera from its waterproof housing. Brian Adams, musician and official photographer of the Hear the World initiative, introduced his photography collection of Hear the World ambassadors to the public in an interactive exhibit. Microsoft introduced two products to help photographers manage their digital photos using geotagging.
This has been Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
Thank you, PR Newswire, for the news. I'm going to have to check out Brian Adams. Maybe we can get him on the show. But right now, we have an exciting photographer who's doing an excellent job out there in Tijuana, Mexico. And he's doing some photography that a lot of folks would say is controversial. It's bullfighting. And we're going to ask, Mark is in studio with me. So, Mark, what drew you to this controversial subject matter?
Well, I started off on a writer's quest. I took Hemingway's advice to get as close to life and death circumstances as possible to get an inside story of men in real life. And as I watched my first bullfight from the stands, I had realized that it wasn't the death of the bull that he was referring to in the life and death, but the environment where life and death can happen, or death can happen. And it really drew me closer to it, and I wasn't content to sit in my seat. And I began to shoot through a little porthole opening down in the gate and made contacts to get closer in.
How long have you been doing this type of photography, Mark?
I've been shooting in Mexico for over 7 years.
7 years now. Where exactly?
I shoot in Tijuana, Ensenada, and I'm the official bullfight photographer for the Plaza Calafia in Mexicali.
Really? So they have an official photographer. That's interesting.
I shoot for their program and special events as well.
All right. Well, how is bullfight photography different from other, you know, types of sport photography? I mean, we just had on the National Basketball Association photographer, and you were here. You had a chance to listen to what he had to say.
Yes.
How does your photography differ?
Well, bullfight photography itself, there is nothing like bullfighting. There's no sport on earth that carries this drama of life and death. One wrong step and you can cause somebody's death. You can injure a very expensive animal or even get yourself killed.
And the one thing I guess that you know, I'm trying to figure out is, you know, how do you position yourself? I mean, are you across the arena? Are you at the edge of the arena? Do you get behind there where the matadors are? Where are you when you take these shots?
Well, the professional photographers in the plaza, we have a special pass, and we're allowed in the inner working arena called the Callejon. And they have what's called burladeros, the boards that the matadors and the workers stand behind, and they have four out in the ring itself, and they have many in the working area. And the people are all supposed to stand behind there. I've developed a reputation over the years being able to give the matadors the images that they need, and I've been able to break those rules and step out from behind the burladero. So I'm able to position myself where I need to get to go after the shots I'm looking for.
Now, some of these matadors are pretty famous, are they not, in Mexico?
They certainly are. There's only so many working matadors in Mexico. A lot of aspiring, but the ones that actually get the work is 24, maybe 30 matadors at the most in the entire country that get a lot of work.
Wow. And do you get to know them personally? When we were talking to the NBA guy, and he said he gets to know them personally. Do you actually get to know these guys personally?
I don't get to spend as much time with them as I would like because they visit. They come to town for one day. But over the years, in shooting them in many events, we grow close. They know my work. They actually now have been able to have them seek me out, and some of the matadors will actually move the bull over to my section and work the bull in front of the camera where I am, because they know I'm going to give them the images that they want.
Well, and one of the things I'm trying to think now, I see you. You're not a. Are you Mexican American?
No. I'm American. I'm from Hungarian descent.
Hungarian descent. So you don't speak the language?
No, I have a handful of get-along words that keep you out of trouble words and the restroom and those fun tourist
the baño.
Things. But a lot of what I do is from an understanding and in working with them, knowing what we're trying to get.
Well, what approach do you take to separate your work from other photographers that are in the same field as you?
Well, again, as I was saying before, now that I've developed a reputation with the Matadors and with the Plazas, because they know the work I'm going to deliver, they allow me to break the rules. I don't know if they don't actually allow me.
Yeah, you might not want to say that on the radio.
I just don't ask permission. I go out there and do what I need to do, and because of the level of the work I'm producing, they sort of turn a blind eye to my movement and chasing down a shot. Knowing that I know when to move to not distract the animal, to not distract the matador. And again, with the reputation with the matadors, they will not be as particular about seeing me move in the background, where the other photographers are planted behind these burladeros and they're not allowed to move. In the strictest sense, you're thrown out for life. If they don't like what you're doing, you're done and you're not allowed back. I'm literally one of the only photographers that's ever been allowed to go after what I need, regardless of the rules.
And do you like wear any special type of gear, or I mean, it's got to be dangerous out there.
I wear shoes that grip the ground in case I need to run or jump over the wall from the bull. The rest of it's just street clothes and my camera.
And you don't have any special identifying? It doesn't say photographer across your back or anything?
We get a special pass called the Callejon pass that only the workers and the other photographers that are allowed in the Callejon wear.
Okay, and now since you're moving around, I'm assuming a lot of these are handheld shots?
They're all handheld.
All handheld shots. So what type of equipment are you using?
Now I'm shooting with two D300s, one with the Nikon 70 to 200 millimeter lens, the 2.8 VR, and I keep a D300 on my hip with a short Tamron lens, which has the focal range that works very well for that environment. It's a 28 to 75 millimeter 2.8 lens. The lighting is very poor. These events start at 4:30, 5 o'clock, so having a 2.8 lens is critical. And again, it's all handheld.
And so now once you have taken the shots, where you must have a website.
I have my website, mecalisgraphics.com, for the bullfighting.
Okay. You want to spell that out?
MecalisGraphics.com.
Okay. And you post the shots there. Do you sell them?
Yes, I have people that are fans that do order photos, but the mainstay of where my work is viewed is the largest bullfighting site in Mexico called burladerodos.com, and it has, again, there isn't another site like it in Mexico. It's the premier site for bullfighting.
Premier bullfighting
and,
site.
And on that site, they have photographers that shoot around the world. And I've been able to work my way up to being one of the top three photographers in their collection.
Well, what are the most rewarding aspects of your position as the official Plaza photographer? And do you have any particular philosophy towards the subject matter that you're trying to communicate through your work?
The best part of what I've gained from this is the relationships with the matadors and the people who work in the arenas, where Hemingway was a visitor. He would travel to Spain. He would sit in the stands. When I go, I know everybody, from the guys that scrape the ground and rake it after the matadors, to the owners of the plazas, to the managers of the bullfighters. And it isn't something you plan on as a child to know this, but to be so close to such an event. But it's been an incredible journey being friends with these guys. And you're emotionally invested in seeing a friend of yours out there risking his life and you capturing it. It's just a magical feeling. It's not like anything else.
And so, what are you trying to communicate?
I'm a Roman history fan, and one of the first things I noticed when I watched from the stands was that this indeed is the last play in the theater of that history. The lone man in the circle of sand, drawing the steel sword from leather, fighting with his hands in cloth. There's simply nothing like it. And that vision of what was in sort of a literary sense, capturing the story of men in time in that environment is it's priceless. There's simply nothing like it.
Now, what do you say to your critics? I'm sure we're going to get some calls and some emails because
we
have a lot of animal lovers that do photography that listen to the show. What do you say to the people that say, well, this is, you know, you're hurting animals.
I don't do it myself. I'm not out there. I'm not participating in that. I'm, as a journalist and an artist, capturing something for me which is much greater depth than just the surface of it. But the story about the bull, you have to look at it like this. If cows were bred to be used, most of them die in ignominy, strapped down with a bolt through the head, and that's the lot in their life. These are the only animals on earth that are allowed to fight for their to protect themselves, if you will, at their moment of leaving the planet. And if we were in that position, I don't know how many thousands of lives we would have before we would beg for that moment to just stand up and fight that last moment and do our best. And these animals are enormous. The human body has no resistance against these animals when they catch the matadors. It's really amazing that somebody with a piece of cloth can work an animal that's bred to kill.
So do you think this is a dying sport? I mean, there used to be, what, two arenas in Tijuana? What do you think? I mean,
there was the Plaza El Toro downtown, which was the famous arena where some of the most famous matadors in history, Hemingway, Ava Gardner, frequent in there. It's the one people know the most, and there's Plaza Monumental on the coast. Frankly, in Mexico, or at least in Tijuana, it is not nearly, I mean, nothing like it used to be in the 50s. Spain is sold out every event, and it's a completely different animal. In my personal opinion, I think we're witnessing the last days in Tijuana of this sport, or event. It's actually not a sport.
So do you plan on going to Spain?
Eventually, I will. Mm-hmm. Right now, again, what I was saying about my relationships, the access, what I'm allowed to do, the friends I have at every level, they're priceless. And I'm perfectly willing to start over somewhere else, but right now I'm really trying to capture the final days.
Well, you've established your reputation. If you go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com right now, you can see some of Mark's photographs that he's provided today, and we're going to take a look at some of those when we come back from the break. So make sure you go to FOTOMALL.com. Before we go to the break, just quickly, what software are you using for your processing?
I'm using Capture NX for my raw files and then Photoshop for the finishing.
Okay. And which file format do you shoot in?
All raw.
All raw. Okay. So that way you don't miss anything.
It gives me greater control.
Yeah. And we talked about the equipment that you're using. And what about... I know you're married. You have family?
Yes, I do. I have a wife and two sons.
Okay. And I'm just curious on how do they feel about the photographs that you take? I know you do other photography, as all photographers do, but how do they feel about this particular photography since it is controversial?
My friends and family are entirely uninterested. And a very famous writer, Gertrude Stein, once said that we do our work for ourselves and strangers, and that indeed is true.
All right. Well, when we come back, more with Mark Mercalis and Bullfight Photography. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to GetCashForPhotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to GetCashForPhotos.com. That's GetCashForPhotos.com. on the Ocean in beautiful Del Mar, California, May 8th through the 10th, 2008, Rusty Barn presents the Quilt Craft and Sewing Festival. Booth after booth of exciting sewing, quilting, needle art, and craft supply exhibits representing some of the highest quality craft companies in the world. And while you're there, you'll have the opportunity to participate in one or more of the many make and take workshops or free educational seminars. Your ticket is good for all 3 days of each show, and get this, it's only $8. Have fun, feel the ocean breeze, take your time, and don't miss any of the exciting new products, techniques, or educational ideas you'll find at the 2008 Del Mar Quilt Fair and Sewing Festival, May 8th through the 10th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds Bing Crosby Hall. For more information about the Del Mar Quilt Craft and Sewing Festival and a really neat savings coupon, visit QuiltCraftSew.com. That's QuiltCraftSew.com.
If you ever dreamed of learning photography from a master photographer, check out the courses at BetterPhoto.com. Some of the world's best professional published photographers are ready to mentor you and give you personal one-on-one feedback on your photographs. Just sign up for one of more than 100 different courses. Each week you get an inspiring lesson and assignment that will motivate you to ditch your daily distractions and go out and shoot. Then upload your photos to BetterPhoto.com and get feedback from your instructor. Learn about composition, lighting and exposure, Photoshop and the digital darkroom, taking pictures of people, nature and travel photography and more. The quality of your pictures is going to skyrocket in just a matter of weeks. If you'd like to hear more oohs and ahs when people admire your photos, then go to BetterPhoto.com, where you learn from the pros, online, anytime. That's BetterPhoto.com.
Every photographer knows you only get one chance to take the perfect shot, and that's where Lenspen comes in. Lenspen is the number one optical cleaner in the world. Whether you're in studio or braving the elements, with a simple swipe, Lenspen removes fingerprints, dust, and grime, leaving your lens in crystal clear condition. Lenspen's secret is its unique brush and non-liquid cleaner, preventing damage to your delicate equipment. Nothing cleans better or faster. The name says it all. It's shaped like a pen, it's easy to use, never dries out, and is always at your fingertips. Lenspen, the award-winning number one optical cleaner in the world because it does the job quickly and perfectly every time. Lenspen, a necessity, not an accessory, and now it's joined by SensorClear to keep your camera sensor in top condition. Look for Lenspen and SensorClear at your favorite photo retailer for the perfect picture every time.
Attention photographers, NewDarkRoom.com, one of the fastest growing resources on the internet for premium royalty-free stock photography, is looking for your best photos. Our site visitors spend a lot of time perusing our large community-driven photo library, and your photos could be a part of it all. It's easy to contribute your own work for sale. Our site visitors are companies and individuals looking for royalty-free stock photos to use in their websites or other projects. We invite you to sign up today and offer your own photos for sale. There are no fees or extra charges to become a member of NewDarkRoom.com, and it's easy to contribute your own work for sale. So sign up today to be part of one of the fastest growing stock photography sites on the internet. www.NewDarkRoom.com. Start uploading your own work for sale today. NewDarkRoom.com.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WS Radio.